Kelowna City Councillor Ron Cannon may be investigated through council's recently adopted code of conduct resulting from an opinion piece which ran in local media this week. The column, which runs semi-regularly on Kelowna Now, has been criticized for some of the views contained within the piece. The piece mentions valued concerns regarding the transgender movement and encourages people to read the Bible. The article has also drawn the ire of Mayor Tom Diaz, who interrupted his vacation to call out Cannon. In a news release Thursday, Diaz stated the view expressed by Cannon are his and do not reflect those of council. It is incumbent upon individual councillors to explicitly state their views are personal and not those of council as a whole, said Diaz. While the introduction to the article states Cannon is a member of City Council, the body of the column does not state the views are his alone. The piece does have a message, which appears on all of the outlets' columns, that the contribution reflects only the opinions of those who write them, and not necessarily those of Kelowna Now or its staff. Members of council and the public have shared their concerns with me regarding Cannon's viewpoints, and we are disappointed that he has used his elected position as a city councillor this way, said Diaz. Many of the issues he has expressed opinions about are outside the jurisdiction of local government. Diaz went on to state the mayor remains the official spokesperson for the city, and as mayor, he says he will continue to promote inclusivity and safety for all residents while also focusing on matters within the purview of local government. Council recently approved a code of conduct governing the behavior and expectations of council, and this matter will be given due consideration, Diaz concluded. The code of conduct states in part under interactions with the public and advocacy, when presenting their individual opinions and positions, council members will explicitly state that it is their personal view and that they do not represent council or the city in those views. According to the code, an attempt should be made to resolve the complaint directly with the offending councillor before a formal complaint is submitted.